Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast, whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one. We're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road until you find a really cool co-working space. So it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm the last one in my co-working place as always because it's Spain and people have a life. So I thought it would be good to record another episode, and just a few updates before we go and dive into today's topic, which will be minimalism. I'm still in Malaga, which is called the California of Europe, and it's probably the best place for winter in Europe. Good weather, although a little bit chilly, but much better than Eastern Europe, where I spent three consecutive winters, so I can't complain. In general, I have to say that I really like Andalusia, which is the region where Malaga is situated. It allows a ton of weekend trips, really cool weekend trips. Until now, every weekend I just take off. I was in Antequera, Ronda, and Cadiz, and really amazing locations that are not that far away from Malaga. There is so much to see in Spain, and I have to admit that knowing Spanish really helps me. As for Malaga, something interesting that I do here is that, because I'm never sure if I'm going to live or stay, I'm kind of in a flexible mindset, I'm doing a lot of Airbnb recently, which is surprisingly cheap here in comparison to the other options like booking.com. So interesting to say that in most of the cities until now, renting a room in booking.com was cheaper than Airbnb. And Malaga is a really nice surprise of a lot more demand in better prices in Airbnb. So my basic routine is to check into Airbnb location every Sunday, check out on Friday, go on a weekend trip somewhere that is far away from the city, go back on Sunday and check into another Airbnb location. And that way I can really know the city, because I keep on changing neighborhoods in Malaga as well. So pretty cool, although a little bit tiring as well after some time. So just a quick declaration before we continue. 2 weeks ago, when I did a podcast about the travel vlogs, I have declared that I'm going to do, starting February, a weekly podcast. And those declarations are very helpful, because you can commit to something, and there are hundreds of you apparently that listen to the podcast, so it really creates a lot of accountability. But I was thinking about it this week, and I actually told myself, there's no way I'm doing a weekly podcast. So what I think about doing currently is a podcast every 2 weeks. So stay tuned. And today's topic is actually relating to changing locations every week, which is something that I do on Airbnb, as I told you before, and it relates to minimalism. Minimalism is kind of the sane way to live and definitely to travel. So we're gonna dive deep into everything that is related to minimalism. Hopefully it will be useful for you. So here we go. Today's topic is minimalism for digital nomads and long-term travelers. So let's start discussing minimalism with its mainstream definition. The basic definition of minimalism is relates to only purchasing and consuming what you need. Now, for travelers, the focus changes a little bit, and if I have to sum it in one sentence, it's gonna be carry with you only what you need. So the basic idea for long-term travelers and digital nomad with minimalism is that if you don't need it, don't take it with you. And before we begin diving into the benefits of minimalism for travelers, I will say that in my opinion, minimalism is important for everyone, but really becomes essential for long-term travelers and nomads. And in this episode, we're going to discuss a few minimalist concepts for long-term travelers and the benefits it offers, focusing on carrying less than what you need. However, other than only focusing on what you carry, We will also speak a little bit about other minimalistic mindset and actions which are beneficial for people who are constantly on the road, which means me and hopefully you already or very soon. So minimalism becomes essential for travelers. Is the main reason for that is what you carry is the price that you pay daily because it's on your backpack. And this is why minimalism really comes naturally to travelers. So if you would be a long-term traveler, you would probably adopt minimalism even without knowing that you do it consciously, simply by inertia and by the pain it will cause you to carry many things with you. Now, if you're not traveling, the price of being non-minimalistic is paying more money, spending money, and stocking up on things that you don't need. But basically all those things, you probably have a small storage room when you can just put them and forget about them. For a traveler, it's spending the money, but the major pain other than spending the money is carrying with you on your back or in your suitcase everything that you stock up on, which constantly moves with you. And that's why I actually recommend to people who have problems with consumption and buying stuff that they don't need to go travel long term as a way to deal with it, because they will soon and very, very fast start in a frustrating process actually to start ditching things and stop buying so many things. So a little bit of psychology here. Minimalistic mindset is really comes naturally with traveling, and if you have a problem with consumption, just go long-term, travel, and you'll understand what I'm speaking about. But before we dive into the advantages of minimalism, I just want to address a few misconceptions that actually have to do with extreme minimalism. And for me, extreme minimalism is negative, and it basically means having too less than what you need. This is the first option, or always opting to buy the cheapest items, which of course usually have not so good quality. So the idea over here is that for me, the best way to be a minimalist is actually own few items, exactly what you need, but of really good quality, which is something that changed with me recently, because I always opted for actually for the cheapest items up until 2 years ago. And slowly I understood that me having fewer things means that I actually have to increase the quality of those things. So many people get this wrong, and I think it's very important to have high quality things and not so many of them. Now, a few episodes before this one, we actually talked a little bit about slow travel. And this is one of the things that I like the most about slow travel in comparison to the ultra nomadic, always moving around lifestyle. Slow travel basically means that you stay a little bit longer in locations, although kind of, I'm not doing it now because I'm moving every week, but still I'm kind of settled down. Every week I just pack my things, take them, put them, and I don't move between cities with the luggage. I always keep it in the co-working. So I'm kind of doing slow travel in Malaga. Now, slow travel, instead of moving between cities all the time, will give you the balance and will allow you to carry enough things. So instead of just having as less as possible, because the idea is that when you actually move between location on a daily basis, you will opt to have as less as humanly possible when you switch the locations on a daily basis. Slow travel will actually give you the option to say, you know what, it's okay to have a suitcase. So in example, for me, as a slow traveler, that's exactly it. I have a backpack, a small backpack that I carry every day to the co-working with the laptop and everything, and what I use for daily basis. And I have a small suitcase, and that's pretty cool with me. And the suitcase is pretty small. Having two suitcases is too much, even for a slow traveler. However, for a person that travels daily, you will see that you will opt to have only one backpack on your back, and that's it, with no suitcase. And as much as I admire the people who do that, I also think that it's a big price to pay because you don't have anything, and a lot of the things that you actually need and will make your life better, you can't carry with you. But I do respect those people. I remember that I have a Dutch friend, and he came to visit me when I was living in Peru. That was about 6 years ago. And I remember that when I went to pick him from the terminal, I saw that he has only a small backpack, and he was traveling for about 6 months. And I told him, "Eek, where is your suitcase?" And he told me, "That's all I travel with." And I looked at him with admiration and said, "You're crazy." But I really do admire this. But again, if you slow travel, you don't have to be in the mindset of a backpacker. So to discuss minimalism, we also need to address some kind of understanding of what is the difference between comfort and things that you need. Now, overconsumption for me, in a way, is an addiction to comfort in order to reduce frictions with the world and make your life easier. Now, what I think is that if you're opting for comfort, you're not really going to enjoy travel, especially not long-term travel. Because the idea about traveling is that things keep on happening and the frictions keep on happening, which usually cannot be solved with money, and are actually the best part of travel. As funny as it seems, those frictions are actually the adventures, the stories that we tell to other people, and where you grow as a person. So confusing what you need with comfort will make your life a little bit difficult and will make a minimalism mindset almost impossible. So it is a tricky concept, and we have to know ourselves to understand what is it that we need and what should be considered as comfort. Because comfort for one person is a necessity for another person. All depends on your character, for example. So for one person, driving in a train is a necessity because they feel bad when they travel in a bus. For another person, it's comfort. The definitions of comfort also changes with age and situation in the same person. So let me give you an example. For me, staying in single rooms when I was traveling used to be comfort, but that was when I was traveling. Now that I'm having a digital nomad mindset and I'm working as I go to locations, I need a single room because it's very important for me to have a good night's sleep. So what used to be comfort and something that I didn't want to have or I opted not to have became a necessity, something that I need. So kind of a tricky concept, but do make sure you understand what is comfort and what is a need for you. It is also important to separate between what you need and between your ego. So ego is your fake lizard brain radar, which is obsessed about how successful and happy we are and how we are perceived by others. So ego is basically pushing us into purchasing flashy items we don't really need. And we do that because we want to signal that we're successful, which might be a good thing when it's not too much. Because as a traveler, you do want to make a good first impression and not appear as a hobo, depending on your agenda. However, if it becomes too much and you consume too much because of your ego, it results in more damage than good, and also results in some lies that you tell others, and especially, tragically, tell yourself. And that does not really permit you to be happy, accepting who you are. So your ego is basically always screaming that you're not good enough, and even if it's true, you should tell it to shut up. Moving on to an interesting psychology that is related to minimalism, and that's research. There was actually a Nobel Prize winning person from Israel, from my country, Daniel Kahneman, that showed in a research that the pain of losing something is a lot more strong than the joy of receiving the equivalent. So let me give you an example. If your boss is telling you, "You know what, you're doing a really good job, I'm giving you a 5% increase of your paycheck," you will say probably to yourself, you'll be happy for one day, smile and say, "That's great, 5%, awesome." But if the opposite scenario happens and your boss goes to you and tells you, I'm not so happy with your work, or we are going through difficult times and I have to cut 5% of your salary, that will become a massive tragedy. Something that you will always talk about to your friends, feeling miserable, feeling that something that was yours was taken away from you. And how does it connect to minimalism? The idea over here is that once you have something, it's really hard to let go of it, even if you don't really need it, because the pain of losing is a lot bigger than the gain that you get from actually having it for the first time. And that means that you have to be careful not to stock up on things, because the process of giving up on those things can be a little bit painful. Now that we have a few concepts related to minimalism in place, we will now switch to the benefits of carrying less with you as a long-term traveler or a digital nomad. The benefits are pretty obvious. We're just gonna skirt through them as fast as possible. So first of all, the benefits of carrying less as a traveler. The idea over here is that the less you carry, you consume less, you have to pay less, you have less, and you're more free to work less. So that's a big benefit right there. It's lowering the consumption that you do, and which will probably increase your quality of life, will give you more freedom and more free time. The next advantage is that carrying many things on you will make you slow and vulnerable as you are moving between places. You become an easy and apparent target. Imagine someone in the street that is carrying two suitcases trying to go on a bus or something. It will be also easier to forget and lose things the more you have them. So that's important. It simply puts you in a vulnerable and clumsy position, which is not fun. Now, minimalism and carrying less items will also make you more comfortable, and it will make it more fun to travel light, and your back will also thank you. One more small advantage of minimalism is that you will always impress the people around you and actually shock them, that they will say, wow, you're on the road for 6 months and that's all you carry? Pretty cool. Just like the story that I told you with my Dutch friend. One more advantage of minimalism is that you can assimilate faster if you don't carry the big suitcases around and look like a tourist. So if you have a small suitcase, you actually look a local on a weekend vacation, you'll feel a little bit more local and you will not stick out. One of the biggest advantages of carrying less is that it saves you time, especially on the checkout. So if you're moving between locations, you're going to have a lot of checkouts. And you can check out super fast the less items that you have. And also, I have to say that in general, a general benefit of minimalism is that having less stuff also puts you in a situation that you have to decide less about what you wear and so on and so on. Many successful people, like the CEO of Facebook and the last president of the United States, is actually wear the same thing every day. They don't have a lot of choices, and it makes you faster. And as we mentioned before, you can also move faster between locations, do the checkout faster. I'll tell you a little bit of a story from my past. Before being a nomad, I was living in an apartment for a long time and kept on stocking things. I guess it had to do also with the relationship that I had. It was a long-term relationship. And I remember that leaving the apartment was such a mess. I had so many things. I needed to take days off from work and ask for help from my family to help me move the apartment and so on and so on. It was really a miserable move between those two apartments. And that's where I decided, even before I started the nomadic lifestyle, to throw away about 70% of my stuff because of the trauma it caused me to just stock on so many things and move them around. And my next transition, I did alone, only with one move with my car, and it felt so good. It felt so free. And that's even for the non-nomad of you. And you will understand when you move between apartments. And it's so much fun to have less stuff. Now, one more advantage of minimalism is that you're flexible to change locations and plans in a heartbeat, not being burdened by luggage. When an opportunity comes, you can just move fast. And I'm not talking only about the checkout. The idea about having more stuff is that stuff create attachments. They need to be maintained. This thing breaks, this thing goes wrong, this thing you have to wait for, this thing doesn't allow you to move fast because you have to ship, and so on and so on. So the idea is that the less stuff you have, the more flexible you are to make quick decisions and move around between locations. Now, an extra advantage of having less stuff is that you worry less. So the more you have, the more you have to lose. And this results in not being able to leave stuff behind. For example, whenever you feel like going swimming, you have to think about, but if I go swimming, I leave so many valuable stuff behind that it's a risk and it's not worth it. And then you miss out on things. So the idea is have as less stuff as possible and make sure that losing those stuff is not going to hurt you a lot. Now, you're going to have to carry with you some valuable stuff, like a passport and your credit cards and maybe your laptop or your phone and so on, and that's super okay. But the idea is don't worry about, for example, jewelry you're bringing from home. It doesn't make any sense to put yourself in another worry and stress over things that you don't need and are super valuable. So either keep them at home, deposit them at a bank, or give it to people who need it. Now, the last advantage of minimalism is that it will actually psychologically impact you and will show you something that is really amazing. You don't need to carry around your entire home to feel at home. Home is where you are. And that's a nice insight to have. Now then, after we discussed the benefits of minimalism, we'll switch to basic concept of minimalism in life as a traveler. So a minimalist is not only about carrying less on you, but also about the actions and habits that you have. So one minimalist attitude will actually make sure that you are in better health, because it will also relate to eating less and consume on the food exactly what you need, which is basic. And for example, basic foods such as vegetable and rice and so on, which also happens to be the healthiest food and the cheapest food as well. So it will also be, as a traveler, easier to consume these things and consume those minimalistic sources of food like rice and vegetable, which exist everywhere, instead of really relying on more fancy food, and it will make your life easier. Now, a minimalist will also consume less information of low quality. And I'm talking usually about news sites and Facebook feed. I have to say that I struggle with this because I'm kind of addicted to the news. However, the less noise you have, the more you can focus on what is important and build really cool stuff. And it will also allow you to know the world by looking at the world instead of just reading things that might not be true or can be true but not really valuable. So minimalism also has to do to consuming less information. Now, a minimalist long-term traveler will also have less routines, but the ones that she will have will be a lot more valuable. The idea over here is to commit to routines and to activities that are easy to do everywhere you go and are not requiring a special condition or location. So for example, I have a walking routine in the morning. What's nice about a walking routine is that you can do it wherever you want. You just start walking and that's it. That's a good habit to have, and it's a minimalistic habit because it doesn't require a lot. Another habit that I have that is a little bit less minimalistic is having co-working space. And it allows you to work in a place, and now it actually exists all over the world, even in small cities. So that's kind of a habit that you can do, which can also be considered as a minimalistic habit. Of course, one more habit you can think about is exercise. And exercising, what I do now instead of having a gym, is exercising outdoor in outdoor parks which have some devices. And this is something you can always do. It's a cool routine. And it's a routine that you can do wherever you want without relying on things or locations and so on and so on. And yeah, that's basically a little bit about minimalism in general as you travel. I think it's a very valuable concept that is going to change everyone's life for the best, especially for those of you who are traveling long term. So I encourage you to give it a try. And that's basically it for today. I'm gonna go to sleep and I wish you all the best. I'll see you in, not next week, in 2 weeks. Have a good one. Bye bye.